From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, September 14th. Coming up, we'll hear a conversation with Morris Day about his career, his legacy, and his upcoming performance at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The annual Pygmalion Festival returns to Champaign-Urbana next week. As one of the opening acts, two winners of RuPaul's Drag Race will appear at the Krannert Center for Performing Arts. IPM reporter Owen Henderson has more.
Drag queens Alaska and Monet Exchange will share the stage on September 21st. Both are known for their community advocacy. This performance comes as state houses across the country consider and pass legislation restricting LGBTQ rights and drag performance, which is why drag queens like Alaska are speaking out.
Queer people have always existed, and so you can't make that illegal. I mean, you can try, and it wastes everyone's time and resources, but you can't make us disappear.
The drag show kicks off 3 days of music, comedy, and celebrity speakers in venues around Champaign-Urbana. I'm Owen Henderson, IPM News.
Tune into Morning Edition tomorrow to hear an even more in-depth interview with Alaska. Book bans have been growing in many states. Some Illinois experts on the subject brought the matter before the U.S. Congress. Correspondent Linda Kenyon has the story.
Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin is the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Let's be clear. Efforts to ban books are wrong, whether they come from the right or the left.
And most of those bans have been coming from Republican-led states where conservative beliefs on cultural issues dominate the book banning landscape. In these states, the American Library Association reports the number of book challenges has grown exponentially. Illinois Secretary of State Alexei Giannoulias is troubled by this situation. As Secretary of State, Giannoulias also serves as Illinois' state librarian, and he says parents and politicians should have a healthy respect for librarians.
What we're saying is let's trust our librarians to make these decisions, not an individual parent that's angry or disagrees with a certain viewpoint.
Senator Lindsey Graham, the top Republican on the Judiciary Committee, says leave book bans up to the parents and school boards.
I don't think there's one person on our side of the aisle believes that we, the federal government, should be deciding these issues.
What lawmakers are supposed to do, says Emily Knox, is remember this.
These campaigns to censor books are unconstitutional and against every person's right to intellectual freedom.
Knox is an associate professor at the School of Information Sciences at the University of Illinois. She says banning books is not the answer.
We must remember that as citizens of the United States, we are a free people, and it is our right to read freely.
In Washington, D.C., Linda Kenyon, Illinois Newsroom.
Illinois is set to eliminate cash bail in 4 days, and Attorney General Kwame Raoul is looking forward to the historic change. At a City Club Chicago lunch yesterday, Raoul said there's opposition because counties often rely on cash bail for financial reasons.
When I was in private practice, I used to serve as a conflict bar attorney, and I used to show up and on bar days, and I would make money based on people's having posted cash bail.
Under the new system, judges cannot set a bond amount for a defendant to pay their way out of a jail pretrial, but they would still be allowed to hold defendants in jail if they are charged with high-level felonies, pose a safety or flight risk. The investigation continues into more than 400 Illinois state workers who allegedly defrauded the Federal Paycheck Protection Program, or PPP. Alex Degman reports.
Susan Haling is the Executive Inspector General investigating fraud. Her office is focused on employees who received loans of $20,000 or more. A loan of that size typically required a business to earn $100,000 annually outside of the employee's state salary. The PPP launched during the pandemic to help small businesses stay afloat while they were forced to close during lockdowns. Most loans were forgiven. Anyone the Inspector General suspects of fraud has been referred to the Attorney General for possible prosecution. So far, nearly 200 people have been. I'm Alex Degman.
Still to come, we'll hear a conversation with Morris Day about his career, his legacy, and his upcoming performance at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
In season 2 of the hit British mystery series Professor T, academic Jasper Tempest and the team return to confront a series of crimes, including a mysterious fire in a student block and the tragic murder of an entire family. Meanwhile, Professor T navigates conflicts with multiple women, including his mother, his therapist, and the love of his life. Friends of WILL can stream all 6 episodes of season 2 right now and catch up on season 1 with WILL Passport. Find out more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield, and you're listening to the sounds of Morris Day. While he eventually moved to Minnesota, where he met and performed alongside Prince, Day was born in Springfield, Illinois, and he's returning to Central Illinois this weekend to perform at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. I spoke with Day about his career, his legacy, and his upcoming show. Morris Day, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me. I first want to ask, what inspired you to pursue music as a career?
In the early 60s, you know, we got our first color TV. You know, I was just kind of mesmerized with, like, American Bandstand and watching the old Motown acts on there and occasional footage of, like, James Brown and just people that I admired. And, you know, I get to see that kind of stuff, and I'd be like, damn, that's what I want to do.
I know you're originally from Springfield, Illinois. Do you still have any connections to the Central Illinois area, whether that's Champaign or Urbana?
You remember the group Champaign?
Yes, sir.
My cousin, Rena Jones, that was her name. At one point, we were considering her even being in the time back in the day and flew her up to Minneapolis. I didn't know her well. I just knew I had a cousin who lived in Champaign. And then, you know, they later on had that big hit, How About Us?
Some people are made for each other. Some people can love one another for life. How about?
Remember all of that. That was kind of a tie that I had. I even went to Champaign and sang background at their studio. But the funny thing about that is the guy, and we're not related, that was the lead in the band's name was Michael Day. And so my cousin Rena Jones ended up marrying him, and now I guess her last name is Day now, but she was already my cousin.
That's hilarious. Morris Day and the Time really came out in the music scene in the early 80s with the album The Time. Do you have any memories that stick out to you from that time?
Well, I mean, I have, you know, a lot. You know, it's because it's all, like, unexpected. And so every plateau that we reached, you know, was something new and exciting. And from first being on stage in front of hundreds of people and then thousands of people, and, you know, then first hearing your record on the radio, there's just a lot of firsts and really great memories.
What is it that has kept you successful for all this time?
The love and the fortunate opportunity to be able to do something that I would still be doing for free to this day, and to be able to actually earn a living doing it. And, you know, that's a blessing, you know. So I just, you know, I just kind of live each day really just happy to be in the space that I'm in and to be able to do what I'm able to do.
How do you feel about music that is popular today? What are your thoughts on modern music?
The artists are different. The business is different. It's almost like on that one, I'm outside looking in. So I'm kind of in my old school mode, and, you know, that's what I do. That's what I listen to. I do listen to some of the new stuff. It's not the same. It doesn't give me the same feeling as what I consider good music. It used to give me when I heard it on the radio and experience it in a club or any kind of public setting or anything. It doesn't really strike me the same way. But it's the music business, and I'm happy for the young people out there doing their thing, and happy to have been able to pave the way for them.
Are there any artists who are popular today who you do enjoy listening to?
I always say I like what Bruno Mars does.
jump on it. If you suck, said and flown it. If you freak, dead and own it. Don't brag about it, come show me.
You know, I feel like he, you know, he's a talented musician. I feel like he's one of the closer artists to what music used to be. And, you know, there's a few, but I consider him exceptional as far as a musician and his capabilities are concerned.
Earlier, we briefly touched on how you had a hand in paving the way for artists. Is there anything specifically about being a Black artist that you love or that you think is specifically significant?
Being a part of, you know, a culture that has always created entertainment, you know, the way that we have, and it's always emulated, and you got to face it. Most, you know, when you look back to even rock and roll, you know, it's like, you know, we're the culture that created it, and I just feel blessed to be a part of that. I feel like we've created a sound that will carry over for years and years. And I think that's what pioneers do. And then there's just a lot of Black pioneers, musical in specific, that have just really changed the game and created so much. You know, even the hip-hop and the rap, look what it is now. So I'm a part of it.
What can people expect to see during your performance at Krannert?
They can expect, you know, us to come out and musically be mesmerizing and visually as well, and they get to see that guy that they've been liking ever since Purple Rain, and maybe even before, or maybe after, or whatever, but they'll get to see me come out and do my thing, and me and the fellas, and it's going to be exciting.
Day released his most recent album, Last Call, at the end of last year, and as of now says that it will probably be his last album. You can catch Morris Day and the Time performing at Krannert on Friday, September 15th and Saturday, September 16th, both at 7:30 p.m. Krannert Center for the Performing Arts is an underwriter of Illinois Public Media. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be sunny with a high of 75 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Owen Henderson, Linda Kenyon, Mawa Iqbal, and Alex Degman. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.